We've set up cameras all over the place in the studio so you can see what we actually do. And I bet you're thinking, I could do that. That's right. Greg's on between 6 and 10 on Christmas Day morning. And then between 10 and 4, 24 Radio 1 listeners, that's you, will get your own 15-minute show. So you've got to introduce some records, come up with a good idea for your show, and you can be one of the 24 people recording your own show on Radio 1. Now, some people here are very... kindly found some clips of my first ever show on Radio 1.
Oh.
The idea of this, I guess, is to illustrate how easy it is, because you will laugh at them and go, hey, he was rubbish on his first show.
And how everybody has to start somewhere.
Yeah. So would you like to hear my first ever link on Radio 1?
On Radio 1, yeah.
Do we really have to do this?
Well,
this is awful.
Were you really posh still at this point or not?
Was your voice still quite high?
I was never posh. I just tried to make my voice posh on air.
Yeah.
I don't know. See what we think, if I sound any different. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Hello. Good morning. This is Scott Mills. New bloke on Early Breakfast.
Whoa, whoa, blah.
Really, it
is
one.
Posh.
Is it?
Yeah, you're still doing that.
Whoa, whoa.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You're also pausing after every three words.
I was so nervous.
I know. Yes.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Good morning, this is Scott Mills, new bloke on Early Breakfast. And this is the point where everybody you know is listening to you to see what the first thing you ever say on Radio 1 is. And they've set their alarm especially for 5 to 4. Okay, you lot, go back to bed now, you sad anoraks. No, that's not a very nice thing to say, is it, on your first show?
What, abuse the audience?
Yeah.
You sound exactly like my friend who used to present a show called The Love Zone.
Do I?
Yeah.
What happened on that?
Just like, you know, like love requests and stuff, but he had that same sort of DJ voice.
Radio 1 or The Love Zone.
So yeah, I told them all to go back to bed, all the listeners. You sad anoraks. Thing is, they never let me say anything edgy like that on Heart. So, it's just what I go for it, you know.
Go back to bed now, you sad anoraks.
That's horrible.
It's not that bad.
You've said worse.
Can you remember the first ever song you played?
Yes.
What was it?
Missing by Everything But the Girl. Oh, God.
It's 8 minutes past four. Cardigan's My Favourite Game, and Everything But the Girl Missing kicked us off.
Yes, it was that one.
Yes.
It kicked us off. Oh, God.
So you could do this, listeners. This is the new single from the Beastie Boys, and then I'll tell you about our brand new phone number here at Radio 1, which you can call us for everything from now on.
Ready?
Wow, that's brilliant.
So, let me get this right. On your first show, you trailed ahead...
Yes.
...to giving out the phone number.
Yeah.
Did you think people wouldn't listen through the Beastie Boys if they didn't know that the new phone number was coming?
Well, I remember being quite excited because, obviously, this was the first... the first 10 minutes of my show was the first time you could use this brand new phone number, and I wanted to tell the world.
Is this something that you've always done? Because you do it in real life as well. Do you know about this?
What?
You trail ahead to things. Like, you'll walk into a room and you'll go, oh, I bought some amazing things at the shops earlier.
Tell me more in a second.
Yeah.
I do that, yeah.
So have you done it since you were a kid, or did you just...
I just think it's because I've done a lot of... I've been on radio for a while, so...
Were you excited because that was the Radio 1 number was changing from 01 to 071?
Oh, that's mean.
That's mean.
That would make him about 38.
Yeah, and I'm not. Anyway, if you'd like to be part of Radio 1 yourself, and you could be one of our DJs on Christmas Day, then if you go online, you've already just done this, haven't you?
Yes, you just go on and fill out a little form. It won't take you too long. Answer a few questions, and then you might be on Radio 1 as well.
Okay. And what do I have to do? Like, just come up
like
with an idea?
Name and address and some... it's about 100 words on what you put on your show, I think.
Okay.
They're just laughing at you over there, saying
stop being
you
so
have to be put through
I'm
by
sorry.
The exchange.
I'm sorry, the one that doesn't speak is doing impressions at me of lots of old phones. It's quite a talent, isn't it?
Right, go online, and if you want to be part of the Tinsel Takeover on Christmas Day, you get your own 15-minute show.
Are you going to play the link that has the new phone number on? Are we going to hear it?
No.
Oh!
I know, I remember explaining it for a very long time, though. Yeah. Right, yeah, so go online. If you want to have your own 15-minute show, then we can make that happen on Christmas Day. How cool is that?